But I thought about rocks all week long because of this guy. My guest, the great Jared Vaghi. Jared, thanks so much for waking up early to be with us.
Absolutely. Glad to be on the show.
All right. You got to start by telling us, why in God's green world did you decide, of all the things you're going to do as a physical therapist, it's rock climbing and rock climbing injuries? How did this all happen to you that you became a rock climber?
Yeah, well, I ran track in college. I injured my leg, so I tore the hamstring muscle 6 or 7 times. There was a rock wall on campus, and that was my mental rehabilitation, to get on that wall and to do some type of movement that didn't generate pain. And the second that I touched the rock wall, I was hooked, and wow, I wanted to climb everything that I saw. So, the feeling of just being on the rock wall, right? You have so much freedom of motion, freedom of your body.
Freedom to fall down and go boom. That's what you got freedom to.
Yeah, freedom to move, and I got addicted to it, and I would train really hard. I would, for any sport, if you think about it, I remember this vivid time. I had trained 6 days straight, climbing difficult routes. I had gone out to Joshua Tree, which is a local crag area in about 2.5 hours outside of Los Angeles. Before that, I was doing fingertip pull-ups on my door frame and trying to get strong with my fingers, and I was on this route, and I was going up the route, stemming, which is moving your legs side to side. I had not much protection or anything to support me in the rock, and I was looking down, and there's an area where I had to make a decision. I can move up, or I could fall, and my leg was shaking. I was pulling across. My arm was across my body, and in a single moment as I pulled, I sprained a ligament in my finger, and I actually tore my rotator cuff.
There you go.
So that was the moment, and this was when I was getting my doctorate in physical therapy, and I was going to USC, and I probably should have known better, but that was the moment that I realized I need to fix these injuries in myself. And then eventually I started working with climbers and writing magazines for articles and writing books and getting really involved in the climbing community. But it really started with trying to figure out my own injuries first.
You know, Jared, we had as our favorite boxer, we've adopted him on the show, Jojo Diaz, who just, for whatever reason, didn't win his last fight. But he's my favorite boxer. But it's more than boxing. He's an expert in the fight in life and the metaphors to draw from it, which is what's so much fun, to look at the artistic nature of sports. That's my favorite thing to do, the artistic nature of surgery. I love to look for the art in everything. What's the metaphor? What are we missing? Teach us about climbing. It's more than the climb. What is it? You don't even think. I'm Jewish. You know what I'm thinking about? That you're climbing up a rock, and I'm going to put my hand, and a rattlesnake's going to bite my hand up there, or a scorpion's going to bite me. This is all. Forget about the climb. I'm thinking about those things, but what the freedom you talk about, I get. Is it defying gravity? What's the message that rock climbing teaches us that you see that we all don't see? The eyes don't see what the mind doesn't know. What is it that you see that we all need to appreciate now?
Well, I think a big part of it is you have this freedom that can translate to anything in life, but a huge part of it is commitment. And you think about it, some of the routes that I've climbed, so El Capitan, which is a 3,000-foot piece of granite in Yosemite, and it takes me a couple days, about 4 days, to go up it. You get to a point when you're climbing and you're in this task where you're fully committed. It's easier to go up on this climb after several days than to actually bail or go off of it. So I think in life what it translates to is you have all these freedoms to make these decisions on the rock wall. The consequences are much different. So in climbing, obviously, your consequences could be injuring yourself or dying, really. And then in life, you have to pick a path and you have to be committed to it and go all out on it. And I think that it translates to everything in life, that if you are scared to do something, what I always think, if I'm socially scared to go up and do something or professionally scared, I'm not going to die from it, you know? So it's, the consequences are much less. So I think that you can translate that into almost anything, into real life.
That's fantastic. So when you say it takes 4 days to climb Yosemite, it's not like you climb all day on Monday, come back down, and then go back on Tuesday. You actually have to stay up there Monday night, wake up Tuesday on the mountain, and start climbing again, right?
Oh, yeah, and you're on a portable ledge, which just imagine that you have a vertical rock face, and then you have perpendicular to it a ledge that you set up yourself and you sleep with, and you have a climbing partner. And
so
if you think about you're on an airplane, you can get the aisle seat, which is really the window seat, or you can be close to the wall. And the best feeling is you've climbed hard for 2 days straight, you're sleeping on the actual wall, and then you peer over, and you have about 2,000 feet of air right beneath you. You don't need any coffee in the morning. You're ready to go.
So I want to ask you a question. When I surf, which I will do tomorrow and Monday, and be blessed to be able to do that here in Southern California, and get up at 4 in the morning before the sun comes up, I think of the three things. I got to be like a mini meteorologist to be a surfer. I got to look at the tide. I got to look at the wind. And I have to look at the swell that the waves are coming through. What's it like to climb first thing in the morning? Is there moisture? Is there dew? Is it slippery? Do winds come up later? I mean, you've got to think of the different conditions probably of nature for the same rock climb, the same spot I go surfing. Is it different to climb in the morning versus the afternoon versus the evening?
Yeah, so it depends actually on how hard the climb that you're doing is. And oftentimes, if it's the hardest climb, if it's something that you're really pushing your limit, such as, you know, in the newspaper, there was a big thing about some climbers climbing this unclimbed face on El Capitan that was one of the hardest climbs in the world, and they actually had to climb it at night. And so they didn't have as much because the sun beats down on the rock, you lose some of the friction from your skin sweating, and so by doing it at night in cooler temperatures, you have the best coefficient of friction and you have the best likelihood to climb the route. Now, I'm not climbing routes that challenging where it makes that big of a difference. So for me, as long as it's not in the heat of the day, when you're sweating, your skin is wet, and you can't grip onto the rock wall, then I'm doing fine. And so first thing in the morning is often my favorite time to go climbing.
Jared, this is just fascinating. I'm talking to the great Jared Vagy, a physical therapist who specializes in rock climbing. So what are the unique injuries that a rock climber gets?
Well, if you think about it, for rock climbing, it's a lot different than other sports because you're in this closed kinetic chain. Your hand is basically grabbing on to small objects or small parts of the rock on the rock wall, and then you're dangling by your fingertips. And so you're using a lot of force through your fingers themselves. And so over 40% of rock climbing injuries are in the fingers, the wrists, and the hand. And then another part of it that I see a lot is shoulder injuries. And it just so happens when I got hurt, I injured both at the same time. But oftentimes in climbers, you get a lot of sprains in the ligaments in the fingers, so the pulleys, and then a lot of rotator cuff tears are common to what I see.
Hmm. Do you assess the climber that you see as a patient differently than someone else?
Yeah, it's a lot different than a normal physical exam. So if you think about it, if someone comes, let's say, in your office for a physical exam and you're assessing them, so for me, when I go through an orthopedic exam, for the typical patient population, they're moving their arms through motions, like bringing their arm up into the air, and I'm watching for the quality of the motion, testing the strength of their muscles. But that's all done in what's called the open kinetic chain. So basically, the arm is free in space. Hmm. But in climbing, it's so much different in the sport. You're in the closed kinetic chain. Your hand is grasping onto a piece of rock, and then your body is moving past it. So I need to look at climbers a lot differently. And so I need to put them into a position that mirrors what they do on the rock wall. Hmm. So in addition to a normal physical exam, I always have to make sure that I at least put them down onto the ground, almost like they're climbing on the ground in a push-up position, and then watch them go through movements while they're in that position. And that can tell me a lot more about how they may potentially move on the rock wall versus just bringing their arm up into the air and observing movement.
You're a fascinating guy, Jared. I want the Weekend Warriors to know all about you. So where is there a website? How do they learn more about what you do, this unique niche you've created, which I think is just fantastic?
Yeah, they can check out. I have a webpage called theclimbingdoctor.com. Doctor spelled out D-O-C-T-O-R. And then I've written a recent book on teaching climbers how to prevent injuries. Mm-hmm. So they can check out the book, they can go to the webpage, there says tons of free resources. And climbing is so easy for people to access these days. If you're listening to a show right now and you're thinking climbing is only going outside and doing these challenging, dangerous things, no, it's completely changed. You can now go to a local gym, and there's tons of gyms that have climbing accessible and available. So I encourage everyone who's listening to, if you haven't tried it, it's a very safe and fun sport to get out and get some fitness and to get some mental challenge as well.
It's the metaphor of life. Each of us have a life to climb from the beginning to the end. And you have made a real interesting contribution, Jared, and I appreciate you coming on today and being here with us.